Welcome to today's Let's Talk Guthrie County program. I'm Sam McIntosh. On today's program, I'm talking with Guthrie Center Chamber of Commerce President Kristen Krauthammel about their membership drive and t-shirt fundraiser. So for the beginning few months of 2020, what is some big projects that the Guthrie Center Chamber of Commerce has going on?
The first part of the year is kind of slow as far as community events that the chamber has. So that's the time of year that we focus on our membership drive and possibly any additional fundraising that we might need to do for the year in order to carry out the things and the goals that we've planned for that year. So currently going on right now is our membership drive. We recently, earlier this week, actually sent out letters to about 150 businesses that are either businesses in and around Guthrie Center, businesses that have been prior members. You don't have to be a business to be a member of Guthrie Center. We have a lot of different options available. Nonprofit organizations can be a member of the Guthrie Center Chamber. Residents, we have a lot of people who used to own businesses here are now retired that still want to support the chamber, so they're just individual members. Or you can be a sole proprietorship. You're the only one that works. You know, some of our boutiques just have the one gal there with no employees. You can be a sole proprietor. You can be a business with 100 employees or a business of one. So we're pushing for membership to what we'll do with those dues basically is carry out the goals of the chamber for this year and advertising community events and the things that we do in and around the community. That's what we use our dues for and to help advertise and promote you guys as chamber members.
Just to put it more visually for listeners, what did the chamber, you know, accomplish in 2019 as far as community events and the things that the group worked on?
Yeah, we do all kinds of things. I don't have the list here right in front of me, but we sold soda at the Rockin' Retro Car Show. We help with the Halloween Festival, help organize that with Main Street. We help organize the Christmas Reindeer Express with Main Street. We do a class night for graduation evening. We help provide the snacks for the families for that, as well as a welcome back teacher coffee. We welcome all the teachers and faculty back to the ACGC School District. There we team up with Adair Casey, of course. We are the organizers with Panora Chamber on the countywide garage sales or the Highway 44 garage sales, basically. And one of the newest things we did last year was the Holiday Spectacular, which was a huge success. And we saw people from all over the state sign up and register to win prizes and stuff and shopping along our Main Street district. So those are just a few of the things. I'm sure there's a few that I've missed there, but those are some of the things we've accomplished. And, you know, some of the things that we want to do here in 2020, you know, would be, oh, and we put up a Christmas display at Mitchell Park too. So that needs it's a little outdated, needs some updating. We would love to bring some small business educational workshops here to town, but those, you know, cost money as well. And we want to put up displays of all of our events alongside Main Street Guthrie Center's events at the local restaurants and, you know, just other projects and opportunities as they come up that would help promote the businesses here in town, not just the Main Street district, but the entire town of Guthrie Center and even businesses that are members that are outside of Guthrie Center.
What's another way that the chamber is seeking the community's support besides through memberships?
Yeah, so some of those things that I have just mentioned about updating the chamber display, advertising has gotten more and more expensive over the years, so our budget is kind of short on advertising. So we're doing another fundraiser in order to be able to raise more funds, to be able to promote our businesses better. And so we are selling two different t-shirt styles. You can see them on Facebook. The forms are all over town. We've tried to put them at the hospital and the convenience stores and the grocery store and all your foot traffic businesses in town and that sort of thing. So there's two different t-shirt designs. One just kind of has some staples, historical references to Guthrie Center. It says Guthrie Center has the Freedom Rock, our zip code, Tank Hill, River Ruckus, 6 on 6, 5 cent hamburgers, and then established in 1856. And then the second t-shirt just says Guthrie Center, one hill of a town. Really, really funny shirt that got a lot of votes when we were putting together some shirt ideas. And So those shirts are selling for $22 a piece. It is $2 more if you need 2X or bigger. So that'd be $24. And like I said, the order forms are all over town. You can go to GuthrieCenter.com and then click on the Guthrie Center Chamber link and get additional forms if you want to print them off that way. So these are going to be pre-order so that we know how many shirts to actually order. So the deadline to get those order forms in is Friday, February 21st. So, and cash or check only, checks payable to Guthrie Center Chamber of Commerce. And then once we get all those orders in by February 21st, should be a couple of weeks before the shirts are ready. So we're hoping they're ready by Monday, March 8th. You can drop off. We'd like to have them, all of the shirt orders, dropped off to the same locations. So Becky Benton, who is our secretary and treasurer, is taking those t-shirt order forms and payments at her location at State Street Insurance, which is at 316 State Street. So hopefully, you know, we'll see a lot of alumni purchase the shirts. And, you know, I think it would be awesome if we saw a bunch of these shirts over at River Ruckus and Celebrate Guthrie Center and the alumni all-school reunion and things like that when we're doing events that are Guthrie Center focused. I think it'd be really neat to see a lot of those red and blue shirts out there in unison. So,
and so the deadline to order is February 21st. And then how soon do you think the shirts will come in, and where can people pick them up?
The orders should be ready by Monday, March 8th is what we're aiming for. And we have everybody's phone numbers on the order form too, so we can let you know. But they should be ready by Monday, March 8th, barring any issues with the printing and everything. Our local chamber member, Shanna Ruskies, actually does screen printing. So she is ordering and doing all of the shirts for us. And then to answer your question, they can be picked up also at State Street Insurance. So everybody knows where to drop off their money and where to pick up their shirts.
That's been today's Let's Talk Guthrie County program with Guthrie Center Chamber of Commerce President Kristen Krauthammel about their membership drive and t-shirt fundraiser. I'm Sam McIntosh. You can find this program online at raccoonvalleyradio.com.